Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be sure that the banks help. We fired our CEO and he barely got out with $50 million.
That poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Doug Obi back on the show. Doug is a great member of our Brain Trust. He is the owner of Karma Ventures and registered investment advisor, certified financial planner, author of Money and the Human Condition, which is now in its second edition. You know what that means, folks? That means the first edition was really good. We had to have another one. Doug Obi, welcome back.
Hey, it's always a pleasure, Jim.
It's good to have you back. So, Doug, the Fed met recently, last week, and another two-day meeting, and they raised rates and for the second time this year. And by the way, in 2015 and 16, I predicted that what they would do on rates, and I was right. I got it exactly right those 2 years. This year, I predicted that they would raise rates. I said they would only raise rates one time in 15 and 16, and it's what they did. And then I said that they would raise them at least twice this year, which they've already done. So I'm three for three on that so far.
Well, I think you could possibly be three for three going into the end of this year, because I have a feeling that you're going to start seeing the economy slow down noticeably, and that'll keep them from raising them again.
Yeah, I'm worried about that. But the Fed is in a bind right now, aren't they, with regard to trying to find the equilibrium between savers, between investors, between the stock market, between the Main Street. There's a perfect pitch that they need to hit out there for all that, and they haven't been able to hit that, have they?
No, they haven't. I mean, they've been striving for 2% inflation. They haven't been able to get that. Unfortunately, there's no wage inflation, which is causing retail sales to be down sharply.
Yep.
If people don't have more money in their pockets, they're not
going to. We still have the highest rate of underemployment since in 40 years.
You wouldn't know that by the unemployment rate that they state.
U3, but the U6 is still bad.
Absolutely.
And the underemployment rate, the people who aren't employed, are the number of employment is like 63%. It needs to be closer to 65%.
Well, I agree, and that's why you're seeing the sluggish economy. And unfortunately, what confuses people is you've got a stock market that's hitting new highs almost every day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so how do you reconcile those two things, where you have a sluggish economy and a outrageously overvalued stock market?
The stock market went up 2,000 points between November 8th and January 20th, and I don't know what fundamental changed. Do you?
Nothing. Nothing fundamentally changed. The only thing that's happening is more and more money is coming into the U.S., all right, as a safe haven, if you will,
mm-hmm.
and it buys the indexes. And right now, five stocks make up for all the growth of the S&P 500. And that's Facebook, Google, Netflix, Amazon, and Apple.
Yeah.
All right, you take those five stocks out, and you've got a flat S&P for the year.
Mm-hmm.
So it's an interesting situation. All right, but
for me out here on Main Street, Doug, and I think it is for you too, it's a frightening situation for me, because what they're doing on Wall Street is they're making money off of money.
Correct.
They're not making money off of production. And they can clip their coupons. They can actually spend enthusiasm on Wall Street. We can't fry enthusiasm out here on Main Street.
Well, I'm seeing bubbles everywhere, but I also live and and experiencing the Boston area, which is exploding right now.
Yeah.
But along with the Northeast, Northeast has tended to be more in a bubble as far as the economy goes.
Mm-hmm.
So we're seeing growth and outrageous prices when the rest of America is as sluggish as it is.
Are you worried that there's a Northeastern real estate bubble?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It's just a matter. And, you know, any prick in the bubble,
right.
All right, any bubble, whether it be the stock market or the real estate or whatever, you're going to see everything fall.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's, and I've seen this happen so many different times over my career.
Hey, Doug, hold on to that thought, folks. We're going to come back and we're going to get Doug to do a little more analysis for us on some other things. I've got some questions up for him, and he's got some thoughts as well. And we'll do that right after these messages. The book is called Money and the Human Condition by Doug Obey. 28 Till. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.